Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only best-selling author, Wayne Allen Root. Set your watch. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is the one pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, making sure that we stay on the air. Thank you, Christopher. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. Send me an email, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Okay, I've got to start with the hearings from yesterday. Merrick Garland going toe-to-toe. It really wasn't toe-to-toe. This was a knockout. Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, literally slayed Merrick Garland yesterday. If you missed this, the conversation that you're about to hear, I'm going to play you a good chunk of this audio because it's well worth it, where Ted Cruz goes after Merrick Garland over a school board memo, and it's proof positive that the Washington elite, Democrats in particular, liberals and progressives even more so, just love to lie. They love to manufacture falsities. They're all disingenuous, and they're all hypocrites. So this is a little longer than normal, but it's well worth it. Ted Cruz destroying Merrick Garland.
For 8 years under Barack Obama, the Department of Justice was politicized and weaponized. When you came before this committee in your confirmation hearing, you promised things would be different. I asked you specifically, quote, will you commit to this committee that under your leadership, the Department of Justice will not target the political opponents of this administration? Here was your answer, quote, absolutely. It's totally inappropriate for the department to target any individual because of their politics or their position in a campaign. That was your promise just a few months ago. I'm sorry to say you have broken that promise. There is a difference between law and politics. And General Garland, you know the difference between law and politics. Law is based on facts. It is impartial. It is not used as a tool of political retribution. This memo was not law. This memo was politics. On Wednesday, September 29th, the National School Board Association wrote a letter to the president asking the president to use the Department of Justice to target parents that were upset at critical race theory, that were upset at mask mandates in schools, to target them as domestic terrorists. On the face of the letter was in repeated consultation with the White House, an explicit political consultation with the White House. That was on Wednesday, September 29th, 5 days later. On Monday, so right after the weekend, boom, you pop out a memo giving them exactly what they want. Now, by the way, I understand that. In politics, that happens all the time. An important special interest wants something. Sir, yes, sir. We're going to listen to them. Let me ask you something, General Garland. In the letter, which you told the House of Representatives was the basis for this abusive memo targeting parents, how many incidents are cited in that memo?
I have to look back through the memo. I can't count it.
You don't know. How many of them were violent?
Again, the general report.
How many of them were violent? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. There's a reason you don't know. Because you didn't care, and nobody in your office cared to find out. I did a quick count just sitting here. During this hearing, I counted 20 incidents cited. Of the 20, 15 on their face are nonviolent. They involve things like insults. They involve a Nazi salute. That's one of the examples. My God, a parent did a Nazi salute at a school board because he thought the policies were oppressive. General Garland is doing a Nazi salute to an elected official. Is that protected by the First Amendment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 15 of the 20, on the face of it, are not violent. They're not threats of violence. They're parents who are unhappy. Yet, miraculously, when you write a memo, the opening line of your memo, in recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence. You know what? You didn't look, and nobody on your staff looked. Did you even look up the 20 instances?
As I testified, the decision to make send a memo is for an assessment.
Did you look up the 20 instances?
I did not read.
Did anyone on your staff look them up?
I don't know the answer, but it's
But of course you don't. In general, there's a reason. Look, you started your career as a law clerk to Justice Brennan. You've had many law clerks during the year, during your time as a judge. I was a clerk to Chief Justice Rehnquist. I'll tell you what, if I drafted an opinion for the Chief Justice and walked in and it said, there's a disturbing pattern of violence. Well, Ted, how do you know that? Well, I got an amicus brief here who claims it. You would fire a law clerk who did that. You're the Attorney General of the United States. This was not a tweet you sent. This is a memo to the Federal Bureau of Investigations saying, go investigate parents as domestic terrorists.
That is not what the memo says at all.
Is it what the letter says?
That is not what...
Is it what the letter says?
I don't care what the letter says.
You don't care. You said it was the basis of your memo. You testified under oath before the House of Representatives. The letter was the basis of your memo. Now you don't care about the letter?
The letter and public reports of violence and threats of violence. My memo says nothing about domestic terrorism, says nothing about parents committing any such things. My memo is an attempt to get an assessment of whether there is a problem out there that the federal government needs to...
The letter on its face says the actions of the parents could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism.
And that is wrong.
And asks the president to use the Patriot Act in regards to domestic terrorism directed at parents.
And you'll
this was the basis of your memo.
My memo.
The Department of Justice, when you're directing the FBI to engage in law enforcement, you're not behaving as a political operative because a political ally of the president says, hey, go attack these parents because we don't like what they're saying. Department of Justice, you did no independent research on what was happening, did you?
The memo has nothing to do with partisan...
Did you do independent research?
The memo has...
Did you do independent research?
The memo has nothing to do...
Okay, you're not answering that
politics.
Question. You've testified you know nothing about the violent sexual assault that happened in Loudoun County, even though it's one of the bases in this letter.
I read about it since then.
Okay. You told the House last week you knew nothing about it.
Not know at the time. No.
Okay. This week, the court concluded that a 14-year-old girl was violently raped by a boy wearing a skirt in the girls' restroom. The school district covered it up, released the boy, sent him to another school where he violently raped another girl. The father, who Mr. Hawley just showed you, was the father of the first girl. He was understandably... Do you understand why a parent would be upset when your daughter is raped at school, the school board covers it up, and then lies to you and claims there have been no assaults, we have no instances of assaults in our bathroom, and that was a flat-out lie, as the court concluded this week. Do you understand why the parent would be upset?
Absolutely, and is any expressions of upset are completely protected by the First Amendment.
Except you just called him a domestic terrorist.
I never called him that. That's not
this
correct.
This letter calls him a domestic terrorist. You based a direction to the FBI, an official direction from the Attorney General, on this letter.
All right, let me jump in. Wow. That is a beatdown. That is someone being put in their place. That is Ted Cruz at his absolute best. I had said this morning that Ted Cruz is a champion debater. He actually has won debate championships as he was becoming a United States senator. He's, by most people's accounts, the best debater on the floor that we have in this country. So I had said that this morning, and somebody had come out on social media and said, well, this wasn't a debate. No, that wasn't the point I was trying to make. I'm trying to make the point that Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, dismantled Merrick Garland, left him with nothing. Rightly so, nothing. Do you understand what's happening in this country? Do you get it? That should be a clear picture of what this administration is trying to accomplish. They're trying to take good people, hardworking people, parents, of students who are concerned about what they're being taught, about mask mandates, about their kids' safety in school, and they're marginalizing them. And in some cases, they're criminalizing them because they want to speak their mind. Free speech being looked at as a criminal act by parents across the country, and Ted Cruz perfectly illustrated that in that 7-minute clip. I know it's longer than most audio clips, and I apologize for that, but I certainly thought it was worthwhile that we sit and listen to that. Just to give you an idea what's going on in Washington, just to give you a sort of look behind the curtain at Oz to see exactly what's happening in this country. This is where we've come to, where an average everyday citizen concerned about the safety of their child, about a child that was raped, is looked on as the bad guy, is looked on as a heretic, a criminal, for that matter. Yet the boy who raped multiple people, somehow that is swept under the carpet. And lost in all of this is this idea that this country is founded on your freedom of expression. Yet this administration in particular wants to squelch that. That's where we are. That's where we are today. On the last Thursday of October 2021, this administration is hell-bent on silencing those who don't agree with him. Case in point, what you just heard from Senator Ted Cruz. All right, my name is Lee Elsey. I've got to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. And we have a lot of serious things to talk about, but I figured if you're somebody who knows somebody who is getting along without working, right? Maybe they're just lazy and they're waiting on Uncle Sam to pay their bills, their light bills, their oil bills, their whatever bills. Here are the best jobs for lazy people, right? So if you're lazy and you don't want to work, here are some jobs that you can still actually have a job and be considered part of the workforce, but in fact, continue your lazy status. A TV or a film critic, right? How hard is that job? You watch TV, you watch a movie, you comment on it. I would think for many of you out there, this would be an absolute dream job. How about a house sitter? If you're a trustworthy person, people will actually pay people money to take care of their house, answer their mail. And a side note to that, I mean, chances are if you're house sitting for somebody it's going to be a nice house. Like, nobody's having you house sit for their trailer, right? Come on out, house sit my trailer. Going down to Kentucky to go check out my cousins. No, probably not happening. If you're house sitting for somebody, it's probably, you know, somebody in Malibu or Greenwich, Connecticut, or someplace really, really nice. Here's an interesting job. You can be a mystery shopper. All you have to do is shop at stores. Even stores that you normally would shop at, they pay you to shop there. And then you kind of report back to them your experience. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it clean? All of that. This would be a perfect job for my wife, who is constantly shopping. Here is a good one. You could be a video game tester. All of you millennials out there. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Everybody plays video games now for the most part. But you get to sit on your couch and play video games all day, and then they tweak it on your response. You can be one of these beta testers. They actually pay a lot of money to do that, too. You play games all day. By the way, you know there are people out there who actually are professional gamers? You realize that? Making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in some cases. Millions, actually, in some cases, depending upon how many people you have following you on Twitter or YouTube or Twitch. If you have a lot of people following you, you get more people following you, you make more money. These people are making a fortune doing that, which is incredible. And here's a good one, maybe one for me. You can be a polysomnographic technologist, right? Said that slow because it's a long word. A polysomnographic technologist. In other words, you're a sleep tech. You get paid to watch people sleep. Maybe a little creepy. Actually, you need a license to do this job. So you'd have to go to school, like a secondary education to do it. But you get paid to watch people sleep. I went to one of those sleep studies once, right? Because, you know, you talk to one of these doctors. And every doctor that you talk to in this field, of course, says you have sleep apnea, because otherwise, if you didn't have sleep apnea, they wouldn't have a job. So you go take this test, and you know, I would think 90% of the people who take the test wind up having sleep apnea. It might even be higher than that. I had it. And anyway, they watch you sleep all night long. I don't know. For me, I didn't feel like I slept at all, but they said that they did. A couple other things before we get to a break here. 2% milk is now more popular than whole milk, and that disgusting thing they call almond milk is actually gaining. 33% of Americans drink 2%. Whole milk is next at 30. Then almond milk is third, 23%. Again, I'll bring my wife into this. She drinks the almond milk. I think it's disgusting. On a side note, though, I consider myself animal-friendly. I think I might have talked a little bit about this on Tuesday. I am now going to try to not drink milk anymore because the dairy farmers in many places, in many farms across this country, do not treat their cows well, and that is a shame. They're really in a horrible, deplorable situation, so I'm banning milk. It's out! Out! I won't drink the almond milk because that's gross, but I'll figure out a way around it. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break once again. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before heading off to Rome, President Biden is pushing hard for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamped framework in a White House speech covering $1.75 trillion in new spending, Biden calling it an historic economic deal. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being charged with a misdemeanor in what a state spokesperson is calling a sex crime case. This follows a criminal probe that stemmed from a number of women who accused the former Democratic governor of inappropriate sexual contact. Reports indicate the charge relates to allegations of forcible touching, and an arrest warrant is being issued by the Albany County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root,
Tangible Investments, the sponsor of the segment of the show. I want to tell all my friends about Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collector. In the history of America, they've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. And you can't buy your way in. You can only get literally elected to, or voted in, I should say, to PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible has probably got the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. Tangible will, because of that, they can afford to give you great deals. And Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price, but they do it for me. You know, they do it for Wayne Root because they want to impress me and they want to impress my clients. So just say Root, R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our good friends from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion, is down there in Washington right now, and we're speaking with him. And Tommy, the stimulus slash human package is still on the table. When is this going to get done?
Well, nobody knows. They keep saying we're close to a deal, and they're not. You know, about every 12 hours, they float some new idea about how to take more cash out of the economy. So this week, it's let's tax billionaires on their unrealized gain in the stock market. In other words, let's take a bunch of cash out of the stock market and see how that affects the economy. You know, here's what I was thinking about on the way in this morning. If I were a Democrat or a socialist and I was going to a rally in favor of this legislation, I don't know what to put on the sign. You know, there's no clear need for this bill. What it is they're loose in a store and they're trying to loot as much stuff as they can before they get thrown out of here. They're just, let's tax as much as we can, let's spend as much as we can, and let's see what we can get done. You know, it's not Obamacare in 2010. They don't, you know, there's no, they can't even tell their own people what it is they're working to achieve. They've got razor-thin margins in the House and Senate and, you know, an AWOL president who's on his way to Europe. And even if he were here, he's weak as can be. I don't know what else to call this other than let's see what we can get before they throw us out of here.
So obviously the biggest con that's going on right now in Washington is that, hey, billionaires, they don't need this money. They have too much money already. What's an extra 15% on top of what we already taxed them? They can afford to pay it. Let them pay it.
It is a foothold. It is a camel's nose under the tent.
Mm.
That's how the income tax started, too. It was meant to affect only the richest people in America. And now it affects every one of us.
Right.
So if you've got investments, if you've got a 401k, if you've got any money in the stock market, and you don't want to pay taxes on that until you sell those stocks, you've got another thing coming. Because this is their new bright idea, is to say, okay, if your investment has increased in value, we'd like to have some of that value for ourselves. It's an outrageous idea, and the way you get away with immoral, outrageous ideas like that is you start with a class of people that the rest of the world is jealous of. And so that's what they're doing with billionaires. It isn't about taxing billionaires. It's about inventing a new way to take cash from the American people and starting with billionaires.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation is our guest. And switch gears here, get away from the finances and the big plan to what's happening at our southern border. Wave after wave after wave of illegal immigrant has made their way through the southern border of the United States since Joe Biden's become president, and there's another horde heading at us right now. Tommy, there's no end in sight. This is absolute border chaos.
You know, if the reconciliation bill is akin to looting, what they've done to the border is akin to a hit and run. They have caused a massive calamity, and they have fled the scene. Joe Biden on his first day in office. You got to think back to January of this year. He said my priority is immigration policy. My priority is non-enforcement of our immigration laws and to reverse what Donald Trump did on the southern border. He signed a slew of executive orders reversing enforcement policies that Donald Trump's DHS had put into place to secure the border. And the result has been everybody in Central and in Mexico and Central America understands that if they can get to the border, they will be let in. It's enabled a criminal enterprise and the cartels that are smuggling people to the border. It's enabled untold human tragedy in innocent people that are trying to get here in dangerous ways. And then once they get here, you're absolutely right. The Biden administration is distributing them throughout the country. Ted Cruz has a bill which is meant to highlight this, which is basically they're taking thousands of illegal immigrants and dropping them off in places throughout America. But you know where they're not being dropped off. They're not being dropped off in Kennebunkport, Maine, and Napa Valley, where all these rich people live. And so Ted Cruz has this bill to create new ports of entry where that is where these illegal immigrants will go, basically just to point out that this affects regular people like you and me, not the power broker of elite billionaires in the Democratic Party that support this stuff.
You're a big college basketball fan. College football has featured the chant, blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden. I've never seen this kind of pushback this quickly against any president in my lifetime. Fast forward to the 2022 midterms. How much of an impact do you think this colossal fail from the president will have? And do you think this trend is going to continue?
Yeah, you know, Lee, when I watch those football games, I hear Let's Go Brandon. I'm not sure what you're hearing, but I hear Let's Go Brandon. But to the extent that that is a reflection on the president, I think this is what's happening. Young people, they reject the older generation. And so college people, college kids on college campuses are rejecting the divisive, socialist, woke, pay no attention to important things. Identity is the only thing that matters. They are rejecting all of that garbage. And they are saying, we're getting screwed. You're saddling us with debt we'll never pay back. You're giving us an education that is counter to our values, because all you're wanting to do is pit us against each other based on our skin color. Meanwhile, you're making a mockery of American strength throughout the globe by what you did in Afghanistan. You're flooding our country with cheap labor that we'll have to compete against when we get out of college and into the job market. And all you want to talk to us about is about how we're supposed to hate each other on the basis of our skin color. They are rejecting that, and they're mad. And that's what comes out, are these chants in college football stadiums, and it's not just college football stadiums, Major League Baseball events.
Yep.
Everybody is feeling this way because this administration is not paying attention to what people care about. It costs us $100 to fill up a gas tank. Everything we buy at the grocery store is more expensive. We're not going to be able to shop for Christmas because there's a supply chain crisis that is being utterly ignored by the administration. And all they want to talk about is identity, whether it's sexual identity, sexual orientation, or skin color. That's all they want to talk about, and we're sick of it. And the media, if this was about Donald Trump and those chants were breaking out, it would be headline news every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd want to throw him out because of it. I am astonished at corporate media's ability to ignore what's happening in the real world, and this is part of it.
It's remarkable. Tommy Binion, in 60 seconds or less, just your once over as far as this Alec Baldwin situation. Anything? Any thoughts on that?
Total tragedy. It's unspeakable what has happened tragedy-wise. It's a little more interesting because he's an advocate for gun control.
Right.
Of course, you know, I think what we should pass down to the next generation is a reverence for guns and a respect for guns and a lecture about how to do them safely. That's what I grew up with. That's what I hope kids grow up with, because guns are part of our world. and we need to learn how to deal with them safely. But there's a bunch of families involved here, and I just hurt for the families, right? Because if they're going through a tragedy and there's a microscope on them,
right,
which is a double whammy. So I just hurt for them. That's all.
All right, brother. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for keeping us in the loop down there in Washington, D.C. You can follow him on Twitter, T.P. Binion. At Twitter, and again, I get a chance to talk to him each and every week on my morning show, and I try to bring him to the national show if I can every week as well. Tommy Binion, once again, from the Heritage Foundation. Go online, heritage.org, to find out more about him and check out what he's got going on as well. All righty then, if you're just tuning in, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We would love it if you like my Facebook page. You don't even got to like my face, but if you like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom, Lee Elsie, we can go back and forth on the Facebook and chat to each other that way as well. As you know, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I've got to take a very quick break. Once again, don't you dare change that dial. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it, go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. Special guest joining me. I've talked to him a number of times in the past. He's the executive director and founder of Citizens for Free Speech, and I'm talking with Patrick Wood. Pat, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, as always.
So what caught my eye is you have something out right now, the takeover of all genetic material on Earth. Can you tell me a little bit about this biodiversity convention at Agenda 21 and how this is all sort of connected together?
Wow. Well, you know, back in 1992 when the Agenda 21 conference took place, and that's been called a conspiracy theory, of course, ever since, but it did take place and it was well documented at the time. Everybody thought it was about, you know, things like property rights and maybe some personal freedoms and stuff like that. And that was serious enough. But as I did some additional research on it, I discovered that one of the main drivers of that whole conference back in 1992 was the biotech industry and big pharma. And they were concerned about intellectual property rights and genetic engineering. That is creating new life forms, if you will, by, you know, clipping and reinserting genes and stuff like that. And that was a game changer for me research-wise, because nobody's really seen how far back the whole genetic engineering of humanity has, you know, had wanted to start it. And here we are today. Now, with the bum's rush to get needles into people's arms with artificially engineered, genetically engineered material, it's like, wait a minute, there's something's really wrong with this whole picture.
Right.
This just come out of nowhere. It's been going on for a long time, and that makes it even more disturbing.
You think it's a sinister situation that's going on? I mean, you think this is done deliberately? You know, the idea that there are mandates now, and different sects of the population are pushing back, but you know, more people are being required, more than asked, being required to get that jab, otherwise lose their job. And if so, is this just because they're collecting information or they're wanting to change people's DNA? What's the reason behind it?
Well, that's part of it. Changing the human condition is part of it. And if you look at this is a global thing. Let me put it this way. It's not just America. The same thing is happening everywhere on planet Earth. The same narrative is being delivered to every country. That tells you immediately that there's some larger organization or small group of people, perhaps, that are orchestrating the entire global narrative today. And that, in other words, it's not the Democrats. And in other words, not the Republicans. It's like there's somebody else doing this to us. Yes, it is intentional. The narrative is intentional. The actual danger of this whole thing, that's questionable.
Yeah.
But, the narrative says, basically, you have to do what we say now or else. And whatever the or else is, who knows? But, they're saying that you must obey in order to get free of this.
Wasn't part of that biodiversity convention in 92, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I'm off with the years, but wasn't part of that population control as well?
It was. And population control has been a thought and a doctrine around for a very long time. In fact, it's even engraved in the so-called Georgia Guidestones in granite. But it's been written about for decades, and it's still a big thing today, population reduction. Of course, nobody wants to talk about how you're going to do that. I mean, are you going to kill people? Or are you going to, what do you do? I mean, you starve them to death? How do you get rid of people? Maybe you just remove their ability to have children, and then it kind of naturally would go down as families have no children and whatever.
Not to sound like a terrible ogre, but isn't there a tipping point for which if we hit as a species on this planet, we could see a drastic decline in the quality of life? How many people can planet Earth actually support?
Well, there's a lot of lemming mentality with people in general. Like, they tend to want to destroy themselves every once in a while. They run off the cliff. But here's the thing. Right now, the demographics of the world is pointed down, straight down. You've got all the entire Western world right now is virtually below its replacement level. And by 2050, the absolute population of the world is going to start going down. And it already is in many countries. You know, you look at Japan, China's one-child policy was disastrous. Russia's having a problem maintaining its population. We're not facing a population crisis right now. It probably haven't for 20, 30 years, but we're not facing it now. And all the people that are studying demographics are saying, danger, danger, we need more babies, not less babies. To help keep the world alive.
Well, listen, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. It's always an interesting conversation when we get a chance to sit down and talk with you. And again, can you tell everybody, Patrick, where they can find out more information about you?
Absolutely. Technocracy.news is my professional website, and citizensforfreespeech.org is our nonprofit that promotes and defends free speech in America.
All right, Patrick Wood, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We'll talk again very, very soon. And again, thank you for that information. We got to run. Wayne is actually here. We're out of time. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Senior Choice Plans.